Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Sarah Palin loses her defamation case against the New York Times. 30 House Democrats not running for re-election. Disney World drops the mask mandate. Virgin Galactic starts selling tickets to space. Also ahead, why the China Olympics are a bomb. But first, a jury in Manhattan rejecting Sarah Palin's libel lawsuit against the New York Times, saying the newspaper did not defame the former governor of Alaska. Palin claims the Times damaged her reputation by falsely linking her political action committee to a 2011 mass shooting that left Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords gravely wounded. The unanimous verdict said the Times did not use malice in smearing Ms. Palin, but the newspaper certainly damaged her. And if you would like more, please go to BillO'Reilly.com and read my message of the day. New York Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, the latest progressive to bow out of the midterms, in total 30 House Democrats, will not seek re-election in November. 22 are retiring, 8 will run for other offices. Early polling shows Republicans will likely regain control of the House and the Senate in November. Nancy Pelosi claiming American democracy hinges on Democrats retaining power. Disney World allowing vaccinated guests to take off face masks. New rules go into effect tomorrow. Unvaxxed visitors will be asked to wear face coverings indoors. Orlando, one of the biggest tourist destinations in the country this spring. A third of adults say they would like to visit the Disney parks but cannot afford it. A week-long vacation to Disney costs a family of four about $7,000. Tickets now on sale for Virgin Galactic's flight to space. Prices begin at $450,000 per person. Folks can sign up at the company's website with a non-refundable deposit of $25,000. The spacecraft flies 50 miles above the Earth before touching down in New Mexico. Civilian astronauts will experience the zero-gravity thrill of space for approximately 4.5 minutes. That's $1,700 a second. In a moment, it's a year of the bomb in China. The Olympics are a disaster. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the Olympic catastrophe. I have watched very little of the game. And most Americans apparently agree with me. So far, from February 4th to February 20th, overall viewership down 50% from the 2018 Olympics held in South Korea. Daily average viewership on NBC and other outlets, just over 13 million 4 years ago, 23 million viewers a day. So what is going on? Well, this morning I wake up and I hear that the U.S. men's hockey team lost to Slovakia and is now out of the tournament. And that is the crux of the matter. No stars. Can you name one Olympian? I can't. And I follow this stuff. I'm a big sports guy. So the National Hockey League wouldn't put any players on the Olympic team because of COVID. They didn't want to disrupt their schedule in the USA. So no pros went on the U.S. men's hockey team. And therefore, the hockey team was competing against other countries that were using professional players, and we got our butts kicked. But in addition, who are these people skiing and skating and lugeing and all that other business? I don't know them. In the past, the Olympic Committee in America would market certain people, even turning them into celebrities. And that is the key to getting Americans to watch anything. Americans like famous people. They want to be emotionally involved with personalities. And there are no personalities in China. So that is the big reason NBC is getting hammered, and they are. They're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars because people don't have anybody to identify with in the games. The second big reason is China. Is there a worse country on earth than China? I mean, these are human rights abusers. They're communist totalitarians. They give America a hard time every day. Are we going to really embrace the Chinese Olympics? And the answer is no. So in 1936, the Olympic Games were held in Berlin under Hitler. And everybody paid attention because nobody really knew in 36 how bad Hitler was. And the United States roared in there with black athletes and won all kinds of medals, embarrassing Hitler, who was a racist. So there was some drama there. Jesse Owens, you'll remember, the track star, was fabulous. And that is a good thing to look up if you're not familiar with it. But anyway, today, you got this Chinese, you know, they're invading Hong Kong, putting people in prison. You got the Uyghurs out West China in camps. And we're supposed to be, oh, yeah, let's watch the Chinese. No. So lack of personalities and China itself are the reason the Olympics are a bomb. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And on the website, we are streaming this weekend the Trump O'Reilly History Tour. Check that out. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Break out the sunscreen, spring break returns to the USA after 2 years of COVID lockdowns. For the next few weeks, the young and the restless will ditch their textbooks and head south for warmer destinations. The tradition began 80 years ago. The original beach party started when a dozen colleges got together for a swimming competition in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Local businesses caught on, catering to the young crowd with 10-cent beers in some cases. Now this year, spring break means big business. Here are the most popular destinations for 2022. Panama City Beach, Florida. More than 500,000 students will descend on the panhandle. Prices for rooms already up 300%. Next, South Beach, Miami. Frustrated residents are hoping to avoid a repeat of last year, when thousands of unvaccinated and unmasked tourists partied each night until dawn. Locals are petitioning the city to roll back last call from 5 a.m. to midnight. Finally, the Big Easy. 1 million folks will travel to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. The tourists are great for business, but bad for the environment. 100,000 pounds of beads and bottles are removed from the streets every year, but a lot of that debris literally goes down a drain and then into the water system. All in, college kids will drop $1 billion on spring break this year, 90% of that spent on hotels, food, and booze. For some towns, the kids are just too much. Politicians in San Diego, Houston, Charleston, South Carolina, Tampa, urging students to stay away. And here's something else you might not know. More students than ever are using this break to volunteer for good causes. Tens of thousands are taking part in alternative spring break programs with organizations like Habitat for Humanity and the United Way. For those looking to ditch the beach and donate some charity time, the most popular volunteer opportunities include COVID testing sites and wildfire recovery out west. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.